Welcome everyone to the 5-year anniversary celebration commentary track of Monsters Anonymous. Can you believe it's been 5 years already? I am joined on this celebration track by not only my co-writer and best friend, Mr. Wally Phelps.
Hi.
And also the one, the only, the Dracula himself, the Dante himself, Mr. Brian O'Halloran.
Not even supposed to be here today.
That's right. I'm not. Just decided to bring me on. Good to see everybody. It's good to talk to you guys. 5 years. Really? 5 years has gone by?
It feels weird. I feel like I should have done more with my life in that 5 years.
I'm like, yeah.
There have been 7 more episodes of Monsters Anonymous.
But yeah, I was like, right? glad I rode this wave all the way to success.
Yeah. You're following the Kevin Smith school of writing one film.
I mean, I did write like 3 full episodes of Monsters Anonymous. But you
actually
know.
We wrote about 8 scripts that were rejected after we did Monsters, and we finally said, let's just move on to something else for a little while. We've got other scripts to do, but there's been something going on the past few years, you know, a little known thing, you know, causing a pandemic. I don't know if anybody's heard of it. It's called coronavirus. Have you heard of, guys heard of that at all?
Yeah, it's the best-selling horror film that's been going on a steady 2 years almost.
Right.
Yeah, but yeah, this actually the night that we're recording this right now, it is September 22nd, 2021, and it is exactly 5 years ago tonight. Monsters Anonymous debuted at the NOLA Horror Film Fest in New Orleans, Louisiana. And that was a night I will never forget for the rest of my life. Me and Wally probably, that was one of the best nights of my life. I don't know about you, Wally.
Oh, absolutely. I've never seen, when the crowd got there, I was nervous as hell. You know, it's like, oh my God, I'm about to show something for the first time that, you know, the first and only thing that I have up to my name at this point. And it went really well. I mean,
it's definitely a feeling of a, you know, putting your child on the bus and going like, I made that. I hope it gets along with the other kids.
Right. Especially with a crowd that was so intensely dedicated to horror movies. And, you know, we were making fun of a lot of horror movies here. But we were also giving a loving tribute to them. And I'm like, I hope they see that more than the other. And I hope they hate Twilight as much as I do.
And it was also scary, too, because, you know, this was my little brainchild that just started out as this small little, we were going to do this movie like in one night with, you know, with just like Halloween makeup with people from my acting class. And it just like got so overblown after that. I don't know how it came to be the way it is, but just to know that one of my, you know, film, like I've been watching you, Brian, since you were in Clerks, since I was a teenager. Like Clerks was the movie that made me want to be a filmmaker. And to make my first foray into film with you, I'm like, man, this thing better not suck or I'm going to feel so bad. Like, I put a black mark on Brian O'Halloran's IMDb page.
Oh, trust me. I have plenty of my own work that is put me on blacklists in Hollywood. You know, what was great about it was when Jeremy London reached out to me with this to be a part of it, and you guys reached out as well. And it was a no-brainer. It was very funny. It was witty. And come on, it's the classic Universal Monsters. How can you go wrong with that? And I got to play a Dracula, which was, you know, an amazing character to play in this concept that you guys put together. Was just so brilliant. What if Universal Monsters were part of a group therapy session? I thought it was hilarious.
Well, what you brought to the character, you know, I mean, it's one thing to write that character on the page and have what you think it's going to be like, but then you came in and just gave him a soul and gave him a voice. And, you know, you did some improv with it and just brought that character like to a level that we couldn't have imagined.
Well, everybody did. Everybody had a great time who's been a part of this. And I know working with Jackie Siegel and working with everybody else who was part of the cast, and you were hilarious as the devil. I was kind of jealous of that role. I was like, man, that's a juicy role to have been.
Well, that's what you said to me when we were yeah. about to do it. You were like, man, I really wanted to play Satan. I was like, you know what? When I wrote it, I wanted to play Frank. Because I didn't want to have to memorize any lines. And I went from the character that had no lines to pages of monologue. Like, I had no in-between there.
You wanted to go the Silent Bob route of yes. learning lines. Where you just right. come in with your one quip and you're done.
Yeah. But, yeah, I had – that's – making this movie, especially meeting you and getting to do this movie, was one of the greatest – things that's ever happened in my life, and I can't thank you enough for being a part of it.
Like, not at all. But you also you make your own luck as well, because you're able to be involved in a circle and a community of other actors working with the London Brothers to be a part of that down there in Mississippi, and it's been really great in the New Orleans area. It's really great that collaborative effort, which was just a workshop project, mm-hmm. was able to be put together, get some funding behind it, and really pull together a crew and a cast that really brought to life this idea you had as a workshop project. So I look forward to, more and more people. There are people who come up to me at various conventions and stuff saying, hey, man, I loved you as Dracula. That stuff was very funny, man.
What?
Yeah, I've had it. I had someone, matter of fact, I had someone bring me one of the DVDs to sign just
really?
A couple of weeks
ago. Oh, my God.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So,
right. See,
out
that's
there.
Insane to me, because I know that, especially with Dracula, most of the dialogue from Dracula, whenever I was writing it, was stuff that didn't work in my stand-up. So to know that people are loving that performance in that way and still coming up to you.
And to give Wally all the credit for how funny the script came out, like my first draft of the script, the first thing Wally said was like, everybody's mean. Everybody's right. just being mean to one another. I guess I just deep down, I'm just a mean person. So luckily, Wally came in. And
why is everyone an asshole?
Just so you know, Jason, the first step to recovery is knowing your faults. So
true. This is true.
There you go. You've recognized that that's one of your faults.
But I tell you, one of the greatest moments that, because this movie just sent me on an adventure, me and Wally both, but me especially, because I got to go to a lot of the film festivals that it was in. And one of the major ones was the Hang On To Your Shorts Festival that, me and you met up at. And it was Asbury Park, New Jersey.
Asbury Park, New Jersey, folks. Fun time. I've known CJ Cullen up there, mm-hmm. who runs the Hang On To Your Shorts Fest. A great festival. If you have a short film, you want to mm-hmm. come see the Jersey Shore, I highly recommend it. It's held in the great city of Asbury Park, which tons of restaurants and places to go. But it was great because that was a sold-out screenings of it. Mm-hmm. And you saw it, and then with a full Northeast kind of yes. vibe, kind of take on it. And they knew only like one person in the film, which was me, and that's because I paid people. And they came out.
But yeah, at that festival, Brian himself won Best Actor at the festival. We won Best Ensemble for, the entire ensemble. So to this day, I have a nice big trophy sitting up on the mantle for Monsters Anonymous. And that, it's a trophy I get to see for the rest. If I do nothing the rest of my life, I'm still proud every time I see that trophy
see?
Sitting on it.
Like I said, worth every dollar I paid those people.
Yes.
there's a running joke here, and it still goes wherever I go. But whenever I get introduced at stand-up, it's award-winning comedy writer Wally Phelps.
There you go.
And they don't know that it's an award for being in an ensemble for acting that I wasn't really even a part of.
Well, we did win some writing awards for this, though.
I was about to say, there's
well,
sure
But that's the one I'm referencing, though.
Okay.
Yeah,
that is funny.
That is funny.
Comedy wise,
we got nominated at Horror Hound Film Fest for Best Short. We were the winner award of excellent at Indie Fest, winner award of merit at Best Shorts competition, and winner I think Best Comedy Screenplay at the LA Shorts Awards.
Oh wow, so, I didn't know the LA Shorts Award one.
Yeah, we
wow, that's a big
awards.
One actually. The LA Shorts Award, that's a big
holy,
one. And to get best
crap.
Writing, that's a there's your big ticket writing credit.
Where's
right
my
there.
Pen? Yeah. I always have it right here.
What are you crossing out your business cards and writing in and like
literally
Harley
what's happening?
He's
right
writing
now.
It in and pin. But what we're gonna do this evening is we're actually gonna watch the movie. I've got the sound turned down because I didn't want to get dinged because last time I put Monsters Anonymous on YouTube, I got a copyright strike and taken down because of the song at the end, Zombie Ghost Train, which I do have the rights to play it in the song. So I had to go this whole back and forth with YouTube to be able to put the movie on YouTube. But so we're just going to watch it with the sound down. I've got the captions on. So if you want to hear the audio podcast of this, you can follow along with us with the movie. It's available on YouTube. I'll put the link in the show description. And what we're going to do is we have the movie queued up at the 000 mark on YouTube. And when I count down from three, I'm going to say 3, 2, 1, go. And then on go, we're all going to hit play. So do you gentlemen understand the rules?
I understand.
Copy that.
All right, here we go. In 3, 2, 1, go. London Arts Acting Studios and Zoo House Designs LLC, my personal LLC.
You know what I think is really funny is the fact that those flowers aren't real.
Yeah, they're CGI. That blew my mind the first time we saw this.
I hate how fake Hollywood is.
I live blocks away from that building.
Yeah.
By the way, who did your opening graphics and stuff? Really good stuff.
That was all Brian Kaz.
That's who I thought it was. Okay.
Director of photography, and he did the most of the editing of the film. Who else was doing that stuff?
I have that coffee maker, by the way.
There you go. Amazing makeup, by the way.
100%. What was her name? Shannon. I forgot.
Shannon. What was her last name? I have her on Instagram. But yeah, Dorian Kudos actually did the first edit of the film. And here's right. Brian running away from poop.
This is the scene I thought would be cut immediately.
Crystal Shannon was our makeup.
Crystal Shannon. Okay. And the funny thing is, I was watching this happen because I wrote this thinking it would never happen.
Well, here's the thing. When I first sent you the first draft, we used to do Skype meetings back then, Skype writing meetings. The first thing you said to me after you read it was, okay, you have a thing in here with the Wolfman joke about the Wolfman pooping. We're going to need to see that. Yeah. I remember to this day you
saying
that.
We need a show, not tell, sir.
Yeah.
I like the fact that it got shot, to be honest with you. That was a funny aspect of this.
Absolutely.
You know, the one thing that amazes me the most about this movie, especially when we get into the actual therapy room, this was the noisiest building on planet Earth. How they edited out all the creaking and not only that, but while we were trying to film, they were doing like practices for a play downstairs in the theater, and we had to film in between them taking breaks.
Hey guys, there she is, Jackie Siegel.
Yes,
a real live billionaire, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, and she
right. And I didn't even know it when I met her.
She bought us all good food.
She did.
She did.
I brought home all kinds of Bud Light because of her.
There he is, the man himself.
Yes. And our buddy Chris Hall playing Dusty.
Dusty, I don't even know where we came up with Dusty. Was that your name?
Yeah. And you know what? They Brian Kaz put CGI flies around his head. That blew right. my mind the first time I saw this.
You know, the first thing I thought whenever I saw that was, where are we coming up with all this money?
A fantastic job, though. Seriously, though, the CGI in this is really beyond what I thought was going to be part of the CGI in this. Like, this guy really, really put a lot into this, which I appreciate.
Right. The production is far greater than I ever anticipated. Not saying that I expected it to be garbage, but, you know.
Not at all. But I seriously was thinking of thoughts of, like, this could easily be a web series. Mm-hmm. And we were talking about it for a while. I know we were bandying it about, like, within the first 2 years or so. And
yeah.
And then things moved on from there.
This part right here, when he grabs Chris to pull him in the door, and the first edit of it, there was a sound when he grabs him. He goes, like that. It got taken out in the final edit, and I don't know why, but that sound was made my dad, the first time I showed him the first rough cut of this movie, I've never seen my dad laugh that hard in my life. Like, I've seen my dad laugh hard maybe 3-4 times in my life, but that was the hardest I'd ever seen him laugh. That's why I was so angry when that got taken out somehow.
So then should we start a hashtag, release the dad cut?
Yeah, yeah, release the dad cut. Put the back in.
Put the back into Monsters Anonymous.
Who made those posters in the background? I know you did the zombie gone.
But... I did all of them.
Okay, you did all of them. Okay. Because we have the Young Frankenstein reference in the back.
Yeah.
Zombie Gone is a script that I have actually written. And it's ready to go if anybody wants to give me money.
God, this was... The thing is, this building is... We filmed this at a place called the Mary C. O'Keefe Cultural Arts Center in Ocean Springs, Mississippi. It's this really old school. It was built like the 1800s sometime. It is the noisiest building on the planet. Like, this room we were in, every step you took, every movement of the camera, the floors were just like,
I remember just before action, we had to freeze. Everyone in production, which was next door, had to stop moving.
Right. The walls were very thin. But what made the creaking part of it, I didn't mind, only because, you know, you could relate it to, well, it's our bones. We're all old bones.
Right.
Brian, the line you improv'd with the chocolate puffs of some sort, that
right.
never
oh my God,
ceases
so
to make me laugh every time. I've seen this movie probably 1,000 times in the past 5 years. That line still makes me laugh every time.
And the matinees... line is so stinking funny.
No, poor Dracula.
Poor Dracula.
You think anybody questions why Jackie has Monsters Anonymous written on the back of her blazer?
Listen, you don't notice the Monsters Anonymous on the back.
But that is a signature Jackie Siegel thing, to emblazon whatever she's working on some piece of clothing or necklace or jewelry or whatever. So
right. It was great. And she had multiples of them, too, I think.
Correct. She did. She had on a denim jacket, I think, and something else.
Poor Brent Henry, who plays the Wolfman, slept in his makeup for two days.
Because it takes way too long to do all of that makeup, people. Wow. So he was a trooper and slept in that. And I think they used disposable pillowcases that night.
I'm sure.
No, I'm joking. I'm sure.
I'm sure they did.
I totally am not sleeping on that pillow again.
I tell you what, it took roughly about 4 hours to put my Satan makeup on, and if I would have had to do two days of filming, I would have just left it on too. I don't blame him.
But even Frank's makeup as Frankenstein was really, you know, because he has a prosthetic as well going on the sides and his forehead for the most part. I mean, to be honest with you, it's Mrs. Frankenstein who gets away with the easiest.
Right. Didn't she Dan work on Jurassic World?
Yeah, he actually did the motion capture for Blue.
Oh.
He's a very in-shape man. He's the most in-shape man I've ever seen in my life.
It disgusts me.
You know what's funny? The day we started filming, my stuff coming up at the end of the movie is the first thing we shot. So I had to get at starting at like 2 or 3 in the afternoon. We were at Jeremy's house and we had to start putting my makeup on. So I had my makeup on all afternoon. And then we had to move from there. The entire production moved from Jeremy's house across town to the Mary C. O'Keefe. So I'm driving through town with all this like devil makeup on, and I'm like passing people, you know, like at stoplights and stop signs, and they're like
literally in the buckle of the Bible belt,
right?
Diablo
on a random April afternoon.
Yeah. Yeah, the original script that I had, the first draft, the only thing I had written up to was to the Elizabeth monologue. And
I don't think you even wrote the monologue.
I just got to there. It. But this part right here, this is why I wanted to play Frank. Dan nailed it.
Right. And this is all Jeremy's direction too, right? He didn't, there was nothing really written here. It was just over and over again.
Well, the reason I did that is because I had in my mind clearly how I was going to play him. I was going to play him like young Frankenstein, who was it? Peter Boyle that played monster in Young Frankenstein. Yeah, that's what I wanted to emulate. So, and then when he gave the role to Dan didn't know what to do. He's like, how do I do this? Like, I don't know what to do here, but luckily with Jeremy's direction, he really got that performance out of him.
Yeah. And just cut to cut. The editing of that was hilarious because it went from one emotion to the next emotion to the next emotion.
Yeah.
It was very well done. That's the other thing. The editing in general was very well. It's nice. It's quick. It's snappy. That's what you need in comedy. And even just putting movement where there's no movement with the slow pan, and the lighting was really great in all this. And just overall, it was for a short film with an incredibly limited budget.
Yeah,
it came out really like television studio quality.
Right.
And all the
I think that's the thing that most surprises me is the fact that this is most people's first film set.
Yeah,
that was here. And including the people on screen. And it just boggles my mind what was able to be, you know, squeezed out of that limit.
Yeah.
I mean, Sheenan. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Brian.
Go ahead. No, yeah. Sheenan.
I was going to say Sheenan. This was an awesome dress that she wore, but that thing was so squeaky.
You and squeaks and noises,
I know,
sir.
Like, because it was everything in this building just squeaked and made noise. And then they somehow just scrubbed it all out. It amazed me.
Perfect. Well, that's why we have that capability of doing that. But also, you know, it's the performance that, even if you heard the squeaks, it's the performance that really overwhelms us.
And Sheenan's great in this role. Like, she just nailed this.
Right. They're gone, like the Blair Witch or someone like that. This was funny.
Yeah.
They did a great job on her makeup as well.
Yeah.
Right. It would have been a shame if they did what I originally just wrote, which was the, you know, I'm standing right here and then it went right back. But, you know, I'm glad we did the whole talking head thing.
Yeah.
All right.
I got to say, when we first had that put the talking head stuff in the script, I wasn't crazy about it.
Right. Not a big fan of The Office?
Yeah, but it just didn't, it felt like it would have just been so too jarring for the tone we were going for, but it's perfect.
It's like we changed the channel to another show and came back. Now, this used to be where it ended, too, because it was like, yeah, you know, well, we've made our point.
I remember we did our first table read with everybody from class, and they were just like, this isn't how it's going to end, right? no, we're still going to write the end.
This is tape.
But that's the sign of really good writing, is that you've made them want more.
True.
Right.
As opposed to, thank God it's over.
like the biggest things that we had to change, because literally Jason gave the first draft to everybody. And it's like, this was just my first pass at this. What are you doing? And we added this part, which was Jeremy's idea as far as the
CGI
zombies.
Moon.
Right. CGI Moon. There's our producer, Jason Edwards, but they, I'm about to be on screen. Everybody be quiet. No, I'm kidding.
A shout out to Juliet Reeves for
there he is.
The Blair Witch. She nailed that.
She really did.
There's Jason Edwards and God, who else?
Frank,
who all? Yeah, we
had Tom Kanon in there, yeah. And then you had Jackie's good friend Ryan, who's kind of in that pink paisley shirt.
Yeah, that's Frank Aserno right there.
Oh, and there's...
And even the commentary, the commentary in the sense of like, you know, oh, zombies are all the new rage right now. That they do owe horror fans, you know, owe respect to the classic
Stephanie.
Monster. Go! Run! No, well, wait, what are you
Stephanie.
Doing, Wally? Not that way. Yeah, there you go.
Like, let's get out of here, Scoot. I can't run like that anymore.
Our buddy Matt Westphalen.
Matt Westphalen.
Who was a champion to get this movie made, man.
Right.
Yeah. And kudos to the makeup department getting all of these people done.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. And we had a skeleton crew, no pun intended.
He's hilarious, this old gentleman.
Yeah. Tom.
And he was in the acting class, right?
Yeah, his name's Tom.
Apparently, wasn't he in a pretty big movie? What was it? Oh, God, Get Out?
Yeah, he was. Oh, wow. Yeah, he was in Get Out.
She was.
Well, I tried. God, this shot is so good, how it's all just one big shot.
This is the
stop.
Favorite joke of mine that I wrote for this thing.
Dude, this kills every time this movie is shown in public. People get grossed out. They're so grossed out, they can't help but laugh. You got, and Tom.
And this. This was not in the original.
No, that was a spur of the moment thing.
He looks like Doc Brown down there in the bottom.
Yeah. this was so late when we did all this. This was like 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, we were worried about noise.
Yeah. In the middle of a residential area.
Yeah. Right there. And Brent yelled so loud. When he did that howl, I was like, oh my God, people are going to call the cops. CGI bats, CGI moon.
It was kind of a cloudy day, wasn't it?
Well done by Jeremy. Getting
yes.
Everybody together.
This shot here, we were racing against the clock to get this shot right here. Because this was on the last
Literally
day.
And I think the sun was coming up like within an hour.
Yeah.
Right. I could see it behind me.
I watch this now and cringe because I'm like, man, I could tell how... I was so nervous. This was the first time I'd ever been in front of the camera, ever.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? You pulled it off.
And it was the first thing shot, too. It was like everything hinged on me getting this entire monologue out. And I'm just like, oh, my God, why did I do this to myself?
You set the tone. No pressure.
I wanted to yell at Jeremy, like, I wanted to just play Frank.
You didn't set the tone. He set the bar.
Right, that's true.
God, that makeup was so good, though.
AJ Caruso, his name just popped up. He did a very good job on this score.
The score. Yeah, AJ is great. They're the scariest of the lot.
It's funny because what you're saying, there's no falsehood in it. That's for sure.
It's kind of more relevant now than it was even then.
And more relevant.
Yeah, I ordered this costume off Amazon.
Brilliant, man. You look brilliant.
Most of the costumes that everybody wore came from the thrift store. I think we spent like $100 on wardrobe.
I still have mine in the closet. Yeah. My red shirt and khaki.
Except Jackie Siegel. She brought her own.
That's true.
Just to be fair.
Well, that was the thing. She showed up expecting us to have wardrobe. We're like,
right,
we're poor.
Right. She walked up to me. Hey, do we have wardrobe anywhere? I'm like, I don't think so.
Stacy Watts, script supervisor.
Yeah.
Hey, look, my friend, Danny.
Yeah, Danny did all the behind-the-scenes photography. She got some great behind-the-scenes shots.
Right.
I love this. When I first saw this, I melted into the floor. I was like, oh, my God. They made my eyes glow. So Wilo Films is also Brian Kaz's production company who shot the movie. I want to work with them all the time. Like, they actually do a scripted podcast called Astro Trash that you should check out. Yeah,
good stuff, sir.
Yeah, this song here actually was Brent Henry helped me get this song from Zombie Ghost Train. Because originally I wanted to have Monster Mash, the Misfits version for the movie, but trying to get rights to songs for movies is weird.
And expensive.
Yes.
Yeah.
All our Kickstarter backers, thank you everybody that helped get that movie made.
Absolutely. I would shake every one of your hands, but, you know, COVID.
Right.
And sending out all the rewards during the Christmas season at the post office, everybody hated me. Well, that was Monsters Anonymous, everybody. Our 5-year celebration anniversary.
Just wait for the 10-year disc.
Yeah,
right.
Right, this audio track will be on the 10-year disc.
Maybe I should go ahead and do that Blu-ray edition that I've been threatening to do.
Do we have the back behind the scenes footage, or is that all with Jeremy at this point?
I think that's with Jeremy. I'm not sure, but
Dan Dixon used to have it at one point, and I don't know. I want it because I want to see me falling on my ass multiple times, or face, really, more appropriately.
Yeah, I definitely wanted to get the behind the scenes documentary made, but I don't know if that'll ever happen.
Well, you never know. Things can change.
Yeah.
I once thought Clerks 3 would never happen.
Right?
But I did want to say congratulations for Clerks 3 wrapping just recently.
Oh, you come back to me next year after you see it, then we'll see how much you're. You ruined my childhood.
I doubt this.
That's the heat. I'm confusing the He-Man fans.
Yeah. Oh, let's not get started on that.
Right.
Man.
I have never seen
like getting
such
up in the middle of Titanic going, well, I'm glad they all lived. The movie's not done yet. The series has 6 more episodes to go. The series is not done yet.
Man.
Calm down, you guys.
Well, Brian, we're going to go ahead and start wrapping this thing up. Brian, thank you so much for hanging out with us for this. I've been looking forward to this for weeks. Thank you.
I know. And when you reached out to me telling you were going to do that, I was like, absolutely, I'm there. Let me know when. And so I'm glad I was able to do this. For those folks who've watched, and please forward on that YouTube link to other people as well. the more eyes that get on it, who knows? Maybe someone like, I'd like to make this into a series.
Yeah.
And next thing you know, Daddy Warbucks is showing up in Mississippi going like, where is he? Who do I talk to?
That'd be nice. Yeah.
Apple Plus could use more content.
Exactly.
There you go. See, there's so many places that are looking for content. And I'm telling you, if it gets pitched and everything legally can be worked out, it's a no-brainer.
So, yeah, if you like the movie and you have friends that might like it, or, you know, people that love horror, especially people that love horror comedy, right. Even just comedy, pass it along to them. You know, it's something we worked really hard on. We're really proud of it. It turned out so much better than I ever dreamed it could possibly be. Please go check it out. Please pass it along to everyone you know. And,
right. Absolutely. And listen, we're just over 30 some odd days till Halloween. This is a perfect thing to put on your TV.
Yes.
During your Halloween parties, or even just to warm up your evening of watching all of the 29 Halloween movies that have been made. It's a good one to just see something short.
And it's only 20 minutes. So, I mean, that's really the thing that people, you know, who get pushed back are able to say. It's like, well, it's only 20 minutes.
Literally. Like, I guarantee you, all of you out there have been on your phone checking your Instagram and YouTube for like an hour before you go, oh, shoot, what happened to this hour? It's all gone.
Yeah.
You'd been watching the movie five times by the time you would have gotten off your phone.
Exactly.
And you could even watch it on your phone.
Oh, you can. And it's a better experience than it was 5 years ago, because my phone is 120 hertz refresh rate with a full 8K screen. So come on, guys.
And if there's a demand for it, you know, we can always print some Blu-ray copies of the movie, because we have a 1080p Blu-ray version I have sitting on my computer. We could put this on there, the commentary track on the movie. We could do a picture gallery with all the pictures that Danny House took behind the scenes. And you never know, we might be able to get some behind-the-scenes footage to add to the
Blu-ray. You also have, if you have a local film festival, especially short film festival, that you want to see this played in front of a live audience, contact our boys here.
Yes.
And they can get that up there to where you're going to be at. So definitely, and support your local film festivals. This is what happens. This is where these outlets go. These type of films you won't get to see on TV. It's at these film festivals and different conventions. So contact them if you want to see this and or more from these wonderful guys, Wally and Jason.
Well, thank you so much, Brian, for hanging out with us. Go follow Brian at Brian C. O'Halloran pretty much everywhere. Instagram, right. Twitter. He's at all kind of conventions. If you want to meet him, he's the coolest dude on the planet. And I'm not even joshing you. You're one of the coolest people. You know, they say don't meet your heroes, but dude, you've been one of the loveliest human beings on the planet.
And that's true. My friend Charlene Ford says so.
Oh, Charlene.
Yes, yeah. Charlene. And from the bottom of my heart, you know, I have to say thank you for just being you and helping us get this thing made. It was a dream come true.
Well, I was glad to be a part of it. It's definitely one of my highlight reel kind of performances that I enjoy telling people about. And I hope at some point in the distant future, not so distant future, really, we get to work together, if not on this, on something else
in
the future. Well, plus, I'd love to catch a couple of you guys on stage doing your stand-up as well.
Yes.
Definitely next time. I know you did a quick stint up in the Northeast area. When you guys are back up here again, please let me know.
I'll have to follow you, Jason. I'll have to get a ride for me. My car's not going to make it.
But Wally, thank you for being my writing partner for 20 years now. And it all culminated in this one really cool thing that we did. Hopefully it will lead to more, because we have tons of other stuff out there. So
thank you for being my writing prompt for 20 years. You give me an idea and it's like, oh shit, I can do something with that.
But thank you guys for hanging out. Thank you everybody for watching on Twitch right now. Thank you everybody that's going to watch this on YouTube. Spread the word. Thank you guys, and have a wonderful evening.
Live long, smoke meats.